So are you ready to die? It's a good question to reflect on when we hear the readings today. Are we prepared for that second coming of Christ, who comes not to forgive us of our sins, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him? So are you ready to die? Are you eagerly awaiting the second coming of Jesus? Are you ready to die? How deep is your faith? Does your life show forth the fact that you believe in Jesus Christ? That you believe that he has come once to forgive you of your sins, and now he lives to make intercession for you forever at the throne of his Father in heaven? The temple was that place of God that was made by human hands, that was a model of heaven. Jesus didn't enter into that model. He entered into heaven to make intercession for us, so that the merits of the cross could be applied to our lives, so that each day we have access to the Father. Each day we have an opportunity to exercise that faith, that we believe that Jesus came, we believe that Jesus died, and we believe that Jesus reigns in heaven forever. And because of that, we eagerly await his second coming. Is this true for you? Have you surrendered yourself to this truth? This is why we have these images of the two widows. The widow, there was no Social Security, there was no Medicaid and whatever else we have to help people who are in desperate need these days. A widow was in desperate need, and there was no way out. A woman couldn't have a job. A woman couldn't inherit property. Her only source of sustenance was her husband and any male children she may have had. These women, these widows, were at the mercy of everyone they encountered. And the woman in the first reading, the widow, encounters this man who says, "I know you're about to die, but feed me first." And he's talking to a pagan woman who wasn't part of the promise. She wasn't one of the chosen people. She wasn't of the Jewish faith. And here comes this prophet of the Jewish God, speaking with such authority that she said yes. She was willing to give from her poverty. The widow in the gospel was willing to give from her poverty. Are you aware how poor you are? This is our ticket to salvation, is to be so intimately aware of how poor we are, that we're in desperate need of the saving power of Jesus Christ. And this is why Jesus warns against riches of the world. Because when we have our physical needs taken care of, it's easy to forget about our spiritual needs. It's easy to forget just how in desperate need we are of Jesus to sustain us at every moment of our life. This would be a good gospel passage to have a stewardship talk on. About your time, talent, and treasure. How much are you giving to the church? What is the intention behind your donation to the church? And are you expecting your name on a building or your name in the bulletin or to be made famous because you're so generous to the church? But God doesn't need your money, but he wants your heart. He wants everything about you. He wants you to surrender your entire life, all of your dreams, all of your failures, all of your struggles, all of your joys. He wants them. That's how we prove that we believe in Jesus and that we're ready to die. I know a couple of weeks ago, Deacon Doug preached about the offertory. and the paten, and how important that is, how important that moment is for the lives of the lay faithful. That when the basket passes, God wants you to put your whole life in that basket. And so you should have prepared your gift long before you showed up today. What am I giving to the Lord? What are my two coins that I'm going to throw that no one's going to know about, but it's a sign of my complete and total trust in the Father's providence or care for me? The Lord is, Jesus is in heaven making intercession for each one of us. He died to save us from our sins, and he's coming back to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. What does your life look like on a daily basis that proves, that shows that you're eagerly awaiting Jesus? Is your life just for show? Are you caught in the superficial, sensational part of life? Or are you allowing the Lord access to the deep recesses of your heart? And are you entrusting those deep recesses to his loving, providential care? Jesus is coming back for those who eagerly await him. Are you ready to die?